Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Beautiful sounds coming there from Kayam Tetwa. End of the story. 11 minutes it is, just after 1 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart. And I was dancing to that, hoping that you were also dancing. I mean, it's worth dancing for. It's worth dancing for when you know that God is in control. He is backing you up. He is with you. Bona, there's no way but you will dance. For the Lord, our God is in control. For the Lord, our God is having your back. For the Lord, our God is fighting your battles. You need not fight in this battle, for the battle is the Lord's. Hello to you. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm now joined by Dr. Sibo Mkhize, and Indlovukazi is on the other side. Hi, Indlovukazi. How are you?
Hey, happy new month.
It is.
Happy new everything. We love it.
But how are you holding up in this month?
Oh, we're holding up good. You know, it's a bit cold. You know, you think by now we are used to the cold. No. So we're still layering up. I think I've worn everything in my wardrobe. Everything plus the duvet. Everything. Mm. It's just been so cold. Mm. But yeah, we cope very well, thank God.
That is so awesome. We have to be very ready. I mean, South Africa is teaching us to be ready, even in the spiritual realm. When we're talking about seasons, we are always ready. I mean, we grew up with winter, summer, autumn, spring. We are the best in the world who can explain to everyone. Yeah. When the Bible talks about seasons, we can explain it much better and clearer because we have experienced it firsthand.
Here's the funny part. I didn't even know that we had the autumn and spring. You learn those because they are part of the weather community, because we just got cold and hot. And then one day, like, oh, we do. When do those come in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my queen, today we are talking about one subject. Let me say anxiety. We're talking about anxiety. And I think most of us do find ourselves anxious at some point in our lives, right?
Definitely. I mean, anxiety is it's a natural part of our lives. And it, as much as it can be scary, but it's also a very good thing to actually have. Mm. It's that part of our body that gives us, you know, the fight or flight. It's the alarm system. It's a natural alarm system that we have in our lives.
Okay.
However, when we go to the other side of it, the danger side of it, anxiety can be crippling, especially if it starts possessing you and takes over your whole entire life. It can become a very dangerous, but it is a natural response to our everyday life. You know, it has helped us. Most of us, you know, when you start feeling that gut feeling and that, you know, your heart is racing and you know that you're in a danger situation or you've got to present something, it keeps you awake and it keeps you like, be alert, see what's happening around you. So it is good in that manner, but an overstimulated anxiety.
Oh my. All right. You can be anxious and everything goes normal. You continue with your day and all that. But when does it become a serious thing? And how does it present itself? I think that's where we get lost, because I think all of us get anxious. If you get something new to do, if you're like, maybe, for example, you have to give a speech and there's a whole lot of people there. And you have to stand up. All of us get those stage fright and all that. But when does it get serious? And now we say it needs medical attention or psychological attention.
When it starts now to, you know, interfere with your life, if we can just put it, group that term, with your life. So your work, your relationships. There's some people who've got crippling anxiety that they would not even step out of the house because they're so scared of what's going to happen if they leave. Just to step out of the house.
Mm.
They're so scared with the relationship. They're paranoid about what's going to happen. So they normally sabotage the relationship before it goes anywhere. And where now we start saying you need psychological help is when now it starts to mess with your health.
Mm.
You know, some people, they become sick. They got chronic diseases. They got immune deficiencies. All of this from anxiety. So anxiety, it is a silent killer. It is very, very dangerous. You know, you'll get chronic headaches because of anxiety. So when it starts now manipulating or destroying your body mainly, you know, this is where now we start saying, now it's time. Now it's time to do something about it. When now you can't sleep, you are constantly fatigued, or you know, you get those insomnias, it can become worse than depression.
Mm.
Because with depression, at least we can see these are the symptoms. You are diagnosed as a depressed person. But with anxiety, because it is also a natural ability that we are given, it's not easy for a person to just say, I have got a problem, this is it. Because a simple thing as giving a speech, the example we're using earlier, where everybody does get anxious because now you got to do something.
Mm.
The signs will look the same, but to some people, they're even 100 times worse than that. Mm. I mean, a case that we have dealt with, literally, this young lady was so scared to leave the room because to her, leaving the room, yes, they've experienced something traumatic and they saw a child being knocked over by a car. And for them, it's like, I'm not leaving because there's no way. If I have to see a car, my heart starts racing, my heart beats, I am sweating, I can't. They need to be in that quiet space. They need to take those deep breaths and, okay, calm down. It's like, nope, that is not worth it, so I'm not leaving this room.
All right. I also remember somebody who lived after everybody else died in a car accident, and how when he would be driving and there would be a four-way stop, he would scream whenever there would be a four-way stop because the accident happened at a four-way stop.
So sad. You know, so you can imagine now if you're living that kind of life. If you are not living at all, this is where now the dangers of the anxiety comes in. This is where now it's not even easy for the next person or your surrounding or your support system to take you out of that, because it's a mental situation that you can't help. It's where now the mental and the emotional, they are both broken and they are not responding. So the logic is not giving the emotion the time to say, listen, it is fine, it is okay, that has happened, and now it's time to let it go and it's time to move on. If they're both broken, you can imagine your emotions are still stuck in that traumatic incident, and your brain is saying, okay, we are remembering what happened and it's going to happen to you. That is so scary. And you are stuck in that loophole until you actually do get the help on how to manage it. It can be managed. However, when we say that it can be worse than depression, it's because the mind is such a powerful entity, if you will. It can manipulate so many things, especially within your body. There are some people that would be wheelchair bound, but they were walking fine. One day they woke up and they're not walking anymore because
so wait. So is it psychosomatic as well, or can it be psychosomatic?
It might so.
Oh.
It can be.
Sure.
It can be. Yeah.
So yeah. I never thought of it that I never thought it would go that far.
It really can, and it goes beyond, because now it starts being this small, so it's like a monster that you are feeding. So you are feeding, like I said, the alertness, that's okay. But you never feel comfortable anyway when you have to be alerted with something. And now, because your mind is stuck in that traumatic situation, it starts to feed your emotions, it starts to feed your thinking, it starts to feed your whole entire body. That if you do this, this is what's going to happen. Those results that you were seeing, that's exactly what you're going to, what's going to happen. So now you've seen somebody, especially with people that have been to war-stricken countries and, you know, people who've seen it, they live with this traumatic anxiety every single day of their lives. So now you can imagine what they go through. So now every night when they go to sleep, they're hearing bombs or they've seen somebody who's the bombs, they actually exploded and now they don't have feet. And for them, they took that, that is me. Sure. So my feet are not going to work. Yeah. So now the body is controlled by the mind. So the mind is telling your body that you will not work because of now this is the situation.
Mm. You know, I watched a movie. I remember watching a movie. It was a fact. The facts were real, but not the countries were swapped. So this happened in Liberia, but now they portrayed as though it was happening in Nigeria. And they got the victims to play, those who were, who saw people die, who saw women's breasts being cut, children raped by the rebels, and they got them to play as villagers. I literally also cried when I looked at the fear in their eyes, because it was as though they are relieving, although they looked at it as, also as a therapy for them, but the movie was so real, like it was so real as though it was happening. We never think of anxiety going to those extents. We only think about the sweaty palms, the sweaty armpits, and the itchy armpits, and tingling and heart rate. But we never think of it crippling to that, you know, as bad as that. And so you can imagine if somebody saw people die, if some, shoo. And somebody says, Spongile, please remember you said you were going to ask Dr. Sibo about somebody collapsing because of it. So, okay, thank you for reminding me that. Has anybody collapsed? Can anybody even collapse because of anxiety?
They can, because, like I said, it's the body now being in control. It's like fainting, you know, and we're not talking about fake fainting or anything of that sort. Any traumatic situation, your body can actually react in whatever form it feels it needs to defend itself. So the anxiety can be so crippling that you pass out. You know, you feel shortness of breath, you can't breathe. And I think we've seen it in movies or in my practice. I mean, it's part of it. So we do teach people on breathing techniques in order to calm them down. So they'll be hyperventilating and literally they cannot breathe. They can be in a room very ventilated, but they would need to go outside and like, oh, I need to breathe. I need to breathe. I feel claustrophobic to an extent that they can't pass out if they don't feel that they've got the air to pass out, you know, like, yeah, they'll just pass out. So it's very much possible that anxiety can actually lead to a person passing out.
Is it the same anxiety that can cause, okay, is it anxiety that would cause angina, and a person thinks they're having heart attack?
It can. It really does happen. It, all of these different examples in terms of what the body can do in order to survive or respond to the anxiety, they are so far vast. I mean, sure, we went through the most extreme part of it, but also because that anxiety, you've got a very, you know, your heart rate races and you literally can feel your heart. You know, it's racing and it becomes loud and you are sweating. So you would really think that you are having a heart attack and it's just an anxiety that you are going through.
Okay.
So it can. It, yeah.
Is there, are there normal signs, like normal, common, that we need to be... are there common signs that are there that one might look at themselves and say,
yeah. Let's go with that very first one. I mean, the rapid heartbeat, that would be one of the first signs. You know, even when you are giving a speech or you have been in an accident or have seen something traumatic, the heartbeat is one of the first things that you, you know, it will get going. Some people will sweat profusely. You know, some people all of a sudden they'll feel cold or they've got, what do you call this? you know, when your hair stand up, like you're really like,
yeah, you find like your hair on your back. It's, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Some people who become restless. We've seen people like in a car accident, and the person all of a sudden they stop, they get out of the car and they start running around, you know, like, okay, you need to calm down because of the anxiety. So restlessness, it does happen. Muscle tension, we've spoken about that, where your whole body can just freeze and you can't talk, you can't move, you can't do anything. Mostly we'll call that stage fright. You know, when a person is just standing there and you have to give the speech and all of a sudden the words are not coming out, you are not moving, and all you're feeling is just your heartbeat. So that does happen. Some people would say they feel their stomach cramping, you know, the butterflies in the stomach. So some of these cute words that we have, they actually do stem from the anxiety. So the butterflies in the stomach, yes, on the good part it is, but when it becomes now the crippling anxiety, this is where now they start to cramp. Some people, they need to now run to the loo, you know, they need to pee because now they need to go to the bathroom, and they were fine. You could have went to the bathroom 5 seconds ago and now you need to go again because of that. And emotionally, we would say, you know, you start to overthink. You in all your thoughts are coming all together at one. You've got all of these racing thoughts and they become very irritable half the time, you know, like, I'm dealing with this thing, no, just stop, like, everybody must just keep quiet. They're very irritable, they snap very quickly when they start having that the anxiety attack. You feel overwhelmed, they feel trapped, you know. It's like everything is just a claustrophobic. They just need to breathe. They need to think. Everybody must just be quiet. They just snap for that second. You know, when everybody's like, just keep quiet. Like, okay. And all they needed was just to breathe at that time. The excessive worry. This is when now we start to feed the negative parts of that anxiety. Because now the constant worrying is just to feed this monster that you need to fear, you need to live in fear. If you don't worry about this, then it's going to happen. So you constantly need to feed it by worrying about something that's already happened and knowing very well that it's not going to happen. But to you, in order to feel safe, to feel secure, you start to worry more about it. So these are the negative sides of the anxiety, or the dangerous side of anxiety.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, is there a positive side to anxiety? Is that negative? Is it good as well?
It is good. I mean, like I said, you know, it is a natural alarm system. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to be in a very unsavory place, and you feel the energy around you like something is about to go down, this is where now your body is going to tell you that beware of your surroundings, you know. So it's a body's way to make you alert. It's like our red flag, you know, in the robots, you know, you've got, it's the red flag that you need to say, hey, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of what's happening, so that you can put yourself in a safe situation. And also with your body, once it starts racing, the heartbeat and the heart rate, it's also the body's way of protecting itself from whatever danger it feels. So you might not see it with your eye, but your body and your aura, they can actually pick up that I'm not in the correct space, or your subconscious, you can pick up like, I'm not in the correct space here. Something is happening. And the telltale sign would be that anxiety, like, I don't know why, I was feeling nervous.
Yeah.
This place, and then something happens. Unfortunately, we do live in a country where, you know, we are crime is everywhere. So there's some places where you walk or you go to where you feel something here, I don't know, but this place looks very scary.
Right.
So that's when now anxiety comes in.
Okay. Oh,
the
yeah.
Good
yeah.
Yeah.
The good part of it. So it says flight. Yes. It prepares you for the flight mode. Okay.
It's preparing you for the flight mode, yes.
Mm-hmm. Spongina, I always get sweaty palms and really nervous, especially when I have to go for interviews. How do I go about this? Please, can the doctor advise?
Prepare, you know, anything that's going to make your mind feel at ease. Because like I said, it is the logical and the emotional. You're already emotionally, you know, anxious about what's about to happen with the interview and everything. But once your mind is more at ease, and then you start to feel better, you know, get more information about the company, you know, if you're confident about this is what I know and I'm going to do the best that I can, at least that eases some of the anxiety that you get. So the sweaty palms, you know, wash them. Baby powder always works. Not like a lot now. Your hands got to be looking weird. But yeah, there are some tools that we can give you. The breathing techniques, you know, you take deep breath in, you hold it for 7 seconds, and then you let it out, all of it out again. You repeat that about 3 times. That also calms the nerves down. So when you go in there, put on a big smile, be positive. You know that they already chose you. Be confident that this job is actually mine and I'm going to get it. So some of the things we got to trick the mind to say that, you know what, you already have this job. So it eases the anxiety, because sometimes when you are nervous, you can even lose your chain of thought. And that's when I knew everything that they were asking me. I was already prepared, but because of my nerves, I couldn't answer. And the interview was, most of the time, they're really kind. They do understand that, you know what, this person is nervous, so they will give you a bit of leeway in terms of your nerves. Mm-hmm. But I think preparing is one of the best ways to actually doing prepare, and that at least it eases that part of that anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't become so extreme.
Pauline says, I also feel knots in my stomach, and sometimes my stomach would be running, and I know I'm anxious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what we were talking about earlier when we talk about stomach discomfort. Anxiety can actually do that. So, like I said, the cutesy words of it, like you've got butterflies in your stomach, to some people with that crippling anxiety, the stomach will literally turn on you.
Hmm.
It will become the Grim Reaper all of a sudden. Hmm. On your wedding day, now all of a sudden that bathroom better be closed.
Oh no.
By.
Oh no.
And that time you are wearing the the secrets that we wear underneath to make us look all shapely. And
the stiffening. The white dress.
Yeah, so it really, it does happen. And with kids especially, we see a lot of that in terms of the stomach issues or the bodily functions. They tend to pee themselves, you know, accidentally, because they are anxious. And at that time, mind you, they are not even aware that this is actually happening.
Yeah.
And once they come back into consciousness, like, oh my word, this has happened. And, you know, they would feel very embarrassed. This is when now we say that you need help. Go seek help. Go seek therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Go seek counseling.
Mm.
Because as soon as now it starts taking over your bodily functions, we're at a different state now.
All right. So when we come back, you mentioned that it is treatable, that there are ways that one can deal with. Let's take us through the scenarios, some of the scenarios that we have spoken about, the accident, for example. I'm glad that we addressed one with job interviews from that question. And now those whom stomachs would be turning, how do you deal? How do you tackle that? I was asking myself as you're talking about breathing techniques, are we breathing correctly? Do we also need to be trained where breathing is concerned so we know how to deal with this? All right, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more on how anxiety is treated. Taking the sounds of Perosa, featuring Pastor Isaiah Musetla, the Lord sanctified me.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. on Radio Pulpit. Heart to heart.
Radio Pulpit connects generations with a message of hope and faith. From South Africans at home to loved ones abroad, we share the good news in their language. Support our mission to reach hearts worldwide. Simply SMS GIVE and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Let's bring the gospel closer to families, children and grandchildren, no matter where they are. Radio Pulpit, bringing faith to every generation.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
We are truly grateful for your support during our Visiothon, my family, and you make it possible for us to continue sharing the gospel throughout South Africa and worldwide in your language. So, and we are really grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being part of our Visiothon. For those who've missed out on our Visiothon and still want to give, please send us an SMS with the amount that you wish to give to 37871. Alternatively, you can do all of that by our WhatsApp line, which is 082-657-2729. Do remember that together we bring the gospel home. And should I add and say in your language?
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
That's us, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gave you the sounds there coming from Poroza, featuring Pastor Isaiah Mosetla. You got it right. You got it right. He is the brother to the late Israel Mosetla. He's been with us throughout the years. And now that's a beautiful and a new one coming there from him and Poroza. And the song is, it is The Lord Sanctified Me. It's Poroza Doctor. Poroza Doctor. So that is like really awesome. I'm talking to our psychologist, Dr. Sibo Mkhize. We're talking about anxiety. You can just send in your WhatsApps and ask your questions via WhatsApp. Be it you are, it's a voice note, be it it's a text message. Welcomed on 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. You can also send us an SMS to 37871. The lines are still open. You can talk to us on 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. It's all about anxiety. So, Dr. Mkhize, can we take it one by one when it comes to treatment? Or is treatment the same across whatever kind that's there or whatever reason that brings the or makes one anxious?
It's going to be different from a person to person, but okay. There are the general go-to treatments just in general, but it depends on the severity of your anxiety, because then some, they might need medication to be treating, okay. Some more psychological help, so there are those there. There are people who are in hospital, in mental institutions because of how deep it can actually go. But that's more on the more severe side. But just on your day, your go-to, we offer breathing tools. That's our go-to when somebody goes into anxiety attack. Mm. Box breathing is one of my favorites. I use it myself. We spoke about it a little bit earlier when you said, do we even breathe like properly? So within the Navy SEAL, they use box breathing. That's why they can, hide themselves in all of these awkward situations and still maintain calm. So that's just breathing through your nose about 4 to 7 seconds. Okay. You hold it and then you exhale it out slowly and you just repeat. So that actually helps to calm your nervous system. That, so that's one of the go-to for everybody just in general. And you can also do that in order to try and get some sleep in the middle of, because some anxiety will hit you in the night. So when you're trying to get some sleep, then just do those exercises, the breathing exercises. I'm a big fan of those breathing exercises. Then that also helps. The other one is the diaphragm. Take the, you know, the brown paper. You normally see it, or just even a plastic bag. To breathe inside that, that also calms you down. Or lying on the ground, that also calms you down. I don't know what to take a cold shower in the middle of winter, but a cold shower also calms you down. So there are those go-to, you know, immediate things that you can do at that point in time when you feel that anxiety attack is coming on. But it's not going to be the same for everybody. There are different treatments out there. Some people need, like I said, the psychological help. Some people actually even need the physical help, because then they have developed all these different ailments due to their anxiety.
And as an individual, when you realize that you also have periods where you are anxious, what can you do?
There are some people journaling. In that case, I would go to journaling. Write it down, because there's some people that, like seasonal depression, there are some people that become anxious when, especially with our school-going children, when they come around exams. We see their mood changes, they're more anxious, they're more reckless, they're more snappy, or they even sleep more, or school is just not their best friend when it comes around exams. You know, kids don't generally like school, but when it's around exams, they do feel a bit more anxious, because they feel that pressure that, okay, I got to study, I have to do good and all of that. So when it comes to something like that, this is where now journaling would come in. So there you can do yoga exercises so that you can actually identify, when does my anxiety start to attack? What happens around those circumstances? So when you've got a mapping, it's easier for us now to trace and how to help that circumstance, because it is just that moment that triggers everything else. So now when we know that, okay, you get triggered around exams, now we can start to give you the tools on how to cope with the pressures of exams. So which one of them it is, right now it is exam season, you know, studying, being able to ask when you need help, and knowing that you are going to be okay. Like, even if you were to do badly, nobody wants to go to school to do badly, but even if you do badly, as long as you've given it your best, you can always try again. So, but there are tools, there is help out there to cope with those, whatever that situation is. Yes, we're using the example of the exams, but tracing, when do I have these kind of anxieties? You know, when do they attack? So now it becomes easier to deal with that situation that triggers the anxiety, because the anxiety is a result of something that has triggered you.
So we go behind all of that to get that dealt with. Sure, because our time is almost up. What message are we carrying today to our family of Radio Pulpit, where anxiety is concerned? Am I able to also help somebody who's going through that? If I realize, I'm wondering. I love these people who would also assist someone when they are coming for an interview, and you find someone fixing this person, and you don't even know this person, but they're fixing them before they go face the panel. You can't go out looking like that. And then they fix that person, and the person is ready. So, but am I able to, can assist someone who is experiencing that?
Yes, yes, definitely. I mean, firstly, you start with yourself. You know, I'm a coffee drinker, so I'm also very guilty of this. So when I become anxious, stimulants are not very good when you know that you are a very anxious person. So stay away from coffee, stay away from sweets. Have a good night's sleep, have a good bath, you know, just to, these are the simple things that you can actually help yourself first. So when you now go there and you've done the help, self-helping first, and it's still not really working, other people, this is where now when they jump in, you know, they can actually help you, even with those breathing techniques to try and calm you down. There are words, you know, offer words of kindness. A hug it also is a form of therapy when it comes to anxiety, because the person actually mimics your heartbreak, your breathing. So when you hug them, it kind of becomes in sync. So they feed off your energy.
Okay.
So offer kind words, all those kind of things. So they do help.
All righty then. My queen, thank you so much for talking to us about this. And I'm so glad that it's treatable. Anybody died from it? Not that you know of.
Not that I know of, thank God. Not that I know of, you know. And the dying part of it, it would be the secondary result from the anxiety. Because anxiety on its own, just as an emotion, it's not a death kind of a situation. But it can cause other ailments in the body that you'll further later on if you don't take care of them. Like a heart attack. You stress your heart long enough, then you drive from cardiac arrest. But where did that come from? This is where now the mapping and the journaling would tell us that you actually did suffer from anxiety. It just got to this point now.
Sure. You're reminding me of somebody who was told they have asthma. They have asthma, and it's because of the anxiety they've been carrying for years. I was like, what?
Exactly. Yes. So that does happen. So journaling, breathing, preparedness, and we're talking about preparedness all across sports. Mm. Be prepared for your speech. Be prepared for whatever that you... Be prepared for your day as you leave the house. Mm. Be prepared for your day. Have confidence. Know that you are going to be okay. You've got God on your side. Mm. Anxiety, it is an alert, natural alert system that we have to protect us. It was never meant to cripple
to harm us.
So do not allow that to give you trauma, to punish you, because it can be some sort of a punishment when you allow trauma. So do not allow trauma to bully you. Stand up to it, be prepared, know what your story is, and you will be okay. I promise you're going to be okay.
Oh, you will be okay. We are okay. And we are grateful that there is always a way out. We will not allow trauma nor anxiety to bully us. Thank you so much, Dr. Mkhize. If we'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
You can send us a WhatsApp on 081-374-5325.
Mm, can you repeat that?
081-374-5325.
Thank you so much, Ndlovukazi. We are empowered, and we need to put these into practice. And I'm hoping for great results, great testimonies of those who have used these tips and they worked for them. Thank you, and have yourself a blessed one.
Fantastic. Same to you.
Sigutanda, ure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
yes, my family, the numbers, the WhatsApp number for Dr. Mkhize, if you'd like to talk to her, it's 0. Oh, my. Okay, what just happened there? Okay. 081-374-5325. That was too fast. 081-374-5325. Those are the numbers that you can use to talk to our psychologist, Dr. Sibo Mkhize. And if you are one who says, yo, Nami, I'm struggling with anxiety, it is your day. May you find your victory over anxiety. She said, do not allow trauma nor anxiety to bully you, but you are bigger than that. There's always a way out. So yeah, may you also have your way out of it. The sounds of Ava in Africa, Divine Glow, taking us to the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.